Welcome back to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us today. Let's take a couple of phone calls. I want to hear what's on your mind out there. What are you thinking about what's going on? Do you see the black-white issue a huge one, as I do? What do you see as being the big critical issue right now? Do you have any chatter to share with the Power Hour population? Get on board, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'd like to hear from you. Hear whatever you have to say. If you disagree with anything that's been said on the program, go to the front of the line. I'd like to hear what you have to say if you disagree with us at the Power Hour. And perhaps, you know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe we need to change something we've said. Maybe we were inaccurate. I have no problem with doing that. 800-259-9231. I've been asked, Melanie asked me if I would give the recipe for the sauerkraut. Let me tell you where it is. It is in, those of you who've ordered those two little booklets on cleansing or surgery, it is in that book. I can't remember which one of them. There's a green one and a yellow one. Cleansing or surgery. It's in there. Here's the bottom line of what I do with sauerkraut while we're waiting for the phone lines. Okay. You take your sauerkraut. It's got to be an organic or it's got to be one from your garden. You cannot use a conventional grown sauerkraut. It will not ferment. Does that tell you something? Does that tell you something if it does not ferment and it's one that you get from the grocery store? All right. Take the sauerkraut and take really small, really thin little strips of sauerkraut through your processor or however you cut it. If you do it by hand. Then put it in a jar, like a big mason jar. Layer your sauerkraut salt up to the very top. And then don't use a whole lot of salt either. I was surprised at how little you need. Then at the very top, add water to bring it to the very top of the seal so that you don't have any air in there. That's the whole idea. Put the lid on, cap it, put it in the counter for 4 days, put it inside of a, where it doesn't see sunlight, and put it on top of a plate because it's going to overflow. The juices are going to come out when it ferments. Leave it there for about 4 days. If you like it stronger, leave it longer. It's incredible. You don't have to have all that equipment, and you don't have to put it away for a month. I love it. I absolutely love it. Let's go to Keith in North Carolina. Keith, you're on the air. What's on your mind today?
Yes, Joyce, I was at a friend's house yesterday, and I watched Glenn Beck. And after the show, me and my friend were talking, and I said, these people are so evil. Let's just think of the possibility to get us so emotionally attached to a figure, to a Glenn Beck or a preacher, whoever. What if this whole going blind thing is a hoax? To get people emotionally attached to them. It's just a thought we had because we're studying the New World Order and their minions and the these million-dollar mouthpieces they have. And it could be to, you know, I just told him it was just a thought that it could all be a hoax and maybe he'll in a year be miraculously healed or maybe they'll stretch it out, or it could be real. I don't know. It's just a possibility.
I know. I don't want to think that that anybody would do something like this on something so serious, but I kind of think that it's real. I do think that he has this, and I do think that it is a problem. But that's my own personal opinion. But thank you very much for your phone call, Keith.
I have one more comment.
Okay, quickly.
The 12-year-old girl that was their body scan, they pulled her out. I believe that it was just nothing. They wanted to see a naked girl, a young naked girl. And
well,
there's no other reason.
That's what the parents think also. Thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate that. All right, let's go to John in Ohio. John, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, John.
Yeah, a couple of things about Iran and Glenn Beck, but I'll start with Iran. It's absolutely been documented that the United States has been supporting these terrorists, Jinnah Law and others in Iran, to perpetrate these murders and these attacks. It's a repeat of what they did to a much smaller and weaker country, Nicaragua, where they used the Contras to perpetrate these kinds of attacks.
I agree. Okay, what about Glenn Beck? Quickly.
Well, I think Glenn Beck ought to be in the dock for war crimes. He has told more lies for dragging us into the wars against Iraq, Afghanistan, and now Iran than
all
any other country in the world. He's
a phony. Thank you for your comment. We'll be right back. 3 minute break and Standeo. Do not miss, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I have educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Welcome back to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for joining us today. If you're hearing this program recorded, and you may very well at a later date, it is 20 July 2010, and we are so fortunate to have Stan Deo join us for this 2 hours. Now, we're going to take your phone calls into the second hour, so don't get in line right now, because Stan Deo, who has written The Cosmic Conspiracy, the final edition, 2010, is going to be our guest today. This is, you know, of all the interviews that I do, I have to say that probably interviewing Stan Deo is the most difficult because of the information, the amount of information, the impact of what he has to say. I could never do it justice as even an interviewer, and I really do have a lot of respect for Stan Deo. He served in the U.S. Air Force. He had an above top secret clearance. He went to the Air Force Academy, did not finish there, and made a statement in his book that he had his mind reprogrammed just before he left the academy. He also says that I knew that the real origin of many of the so-called UFOs had to be explained along with a lot of other suppressed super technology. Secondly, I knew that the suppressive organization itself would have to be defined. And thirdly, with all the darkness of the previous two topics, a little light would have to be shed. Well, we thank Stan Deo for joining us today with that light. Thank you so much, Stan Deo, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Thank you for inviting me, Joyce. It's always a pleasure.
Well,
we do get to talk about a lot of stuff.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We were just saying things have not exactly gotten any better since the last time we talked, have they?
No, good Lord. They seem to be escalating in a negative direction everywhere.
Well, for the people who are listening who do not know Standeo or have not seen The Cosmic Conspiracy, which is, there's no way I can describe this book. I really don't know. I tried in the first hour, but I don't know that I could describe this book. But for the people that do not know you or where you've been, what you've done, let's go back to that time when you had an above top secret clearance. You went to Australia and they made the statement and told you that if Hoover is either replaced by the president or dies suddenly, you will be on your own from that time forward until the victors find you. The rest has become history. Let's talk about some of that history.
Well, I was in Dallas before I went to Australia, before I was sent there. Dallas is where I was recruited by Dr. Edward Teller's team. The guy who recruited me on his behalf was an associate of his, Dr. James Maxfield. And I was approached by them at my office there in Dallas to join them. They actually had me come to a meeting with Dr. Maxfield in a in his office in a quiet place away from my office. And he discussed with me what they'd been doing in anti-gravity and various other things, and they knew what I was doing at home on my blackboard in my garage workshop that I'd set up, you know, laboratory. Knew what I was working on as far as an advanced form of saucer propulsion for aircraft. And I guess, you know, they'd broken in or looked at it. There was a break-in in the house that year. People came in broad daylight and went into my lab, but it looked like a normal break-in, so I don't know. I mean, they stole a few minor things. But I think that's probably where they found out what I was doing in detail and told me that they wanted me to join their research and development team, and the place for me to do it was in Australia with their contacts down there and the research down there, even though they had research facilities all over the planet, in Norway and Saudi Arabia and the empty quarter of the desert there, the Rub al Khali, and in England, in Australia, just a number of places in West Germany. But they put me into the Australian branch, and that was just before I left. I was also an undercover informant for the FBI in Dallas on things involving illegal aircraft and other arms sales in the Middle East that were bypassing the regulatory commission we had here in the United States. And my FBI guys knew that it was time for me to leave because I'd been compromised there, and they contacted me. And so everybody was happy that I followed advice and went down to Australia and joined the team down there. And that's what I was referring to in the book, in that I was told that there was an internal war in the FBI and that external forces from the Congress and the CIA were trying to overthrow, control the FBI from Hoover, which, you know, may or may not have been a good thing from a lot of points of view, but anyway, I was told that the shield of my identity and where I was and what I've been doing and would be doing would be lost when Hoover died or was replaced at the top of the FBI. And of course, he died within a year of a heart attack there, as I recall. And I knew I was kind of on my own because I'd already at that time gotten very disenchanted with the project and where they were going with the suppressed technologies and weren't going to be sharing it with the rest of the world. And they were moving toward a global dictatorial government, and so I knew I couldn't count on the Teller organization to back me either. So they kind of left me stranded in Australia, and I ran and hid from them and changed, you know, my identity, my name and everything for a while, and managed to elude all but one CIA agent that caught me in the middle of the Nullarbor Desert. But for whatever reason, he decided not to take me in or to disappear me there and let me go. So it was kind of an act of God, in my opinion. But that's why I'm here, to tell you the story and the rest of what happened after that.
Well, we appreciate so much that you're willing to talk, because a lot of people are not. A lot of people in your position would not be saying what is going on. And recently, you know, since you had an interest in the UFO and jet propulsion, and we have now seen an increase in UFO activity recently.
Yeah.
If to bring us up to the present, from everything that you know from the past, what would you say is going on? What would you say is the goal or the objective right now?
Okay. First of all, the group that I work for, Dr. Teller's group, were just normal human beings as far as I know. And in essence, just after the Roswell event in 1947, where it crashed or downed, UFO was retrieved. with technology and bodies, et cetera. Since that time, I knew that there was a clandestine organization that started in the United States and spread worldwide between scientists and engineers, more than politicians and financiers as well, like in the private sector instead of government. And their objective was to find a way to stop nuclear war, to unify the people of the planet against an even greater threat of this alien presence that they had encountered there at Roswell and before in 1943 in another crash in the United States. So I knew that they started out with good intent, and I did research that and put it into the Cosmic Conspiracy book. This was back when I first released in 1978. And the first 200 pages of it I've left intact, even in the subsequent editions, because I wanted people to see how I thought, what I thought would be happening back in 1978. And then I add updates, two or three updates, with the final one being the 2010 update that we can talk about later. But the objective was to show people that I'd been exposed to technology. I knew enough about the technology to explain to people how flying saucers basically work and some... Now, they can pass through walls, the beings can, without being harmed and that kind of stuff, because of what I'd learned in the project and afterwards from other people I met with that had been in the project and who were at that time dismissed or retired and willing to talk. You have to understand that in these secret programs, at least the man-made ones, you work in a very narrow niche, and you're not encouraged to cross-talk to other departments or other groups of people working on other aspects of the technology. So it was very hard to cross-pollinate ideas until you got out of the organization and could get with people and talk to them in a manner that they weren't afraid they were going to be locked up or killed for divulging information. Again, as I say, this was a private multinational organization that had such control at that time that it could tell governments what to do. That, to a degree, has now changed since the late 70s when the Teller Group that I've been working for, I was out of it by that time. But when that group was compromised and by real alien presences and our bases, underground bases, and a lot of our technological facilities were taken over by these beings. And so the control that our group, the human group, had over these technologies and bases was lost for the main part. There are still some working labs, but it turns out that the guys with good intentions back after the Roswell thing, when they set up this multinational research and back engineering development. Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. That the guys behind all this, with the good intentions, just lost control to the alien presence, because the alien presence had such advanced technology, they always knew when we were doing secret things, trying to develop technology to fight them. And so they let us develop an infrastructure to help them here on the planet to develop their own weapons and control devices and technologies that they need to use to control the planet. So in the late 70s, mankind lost control of the only defense they thought they could mount against these alien beings. Now, I'm telling you from their point of view how they discuss these things. I never met an alien while I was in the organization, to my knowledge anyway. And all I had was secondhand reports and, either typed reports or verbal reports about their presence and the back engineering the technology.
But from the secondhand reports, you have every reason to believe that there are alien beings that are not from this planet.
True. And let me expand on that term alien, because a lot of people think, oh, you mean from another planet or star system or whatever. And although this may well be true, these beings are the same beings that have been recorded in the ancient Middle Eastern historical records and some of the South American historical records in stone. For instance, the biblical treatment of the giants in Genesis 6 giants, in Genesis 6 verse, they talk about these beings coming from up there and mating with our women and producing offspring or hybrids. These things were bad fallen from the sky. So I think that these quote-unquote aliens are to do with the angelic.
With the fallen angels. All right, we'll be right back after this four-minute break with Stan Deo. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned. This is Joy Shiley.
afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green. Go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Welcome back to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. You could be anywhere, but today you choose to be at the Power Hour, and how much we appreciate that. Joining us also is our guest, Stan Deo, who's been a guest many times on the program. But many of you are new to the Power Hour and have never heard this kind of information. All I can say is this is only, one tiny percentage of what is in the book, Cosmic Conspiracy. This is a book to keep. I know many people that keep this one and do not lend it, and for very good reason. If you want information on, well, we'll go over that a little bit later, but Sandeo is telling us his story now as to why he believes that there are beings, fallen beings, that have created what we consider or they consider. Unfortunately, I'm not as knowledgeable as he is, but created the beings that are often talked about. Stan, we were talking about the recent UFO sightings. Now, we've seen all kinds of really interesting pictures lately that have come out from different parts of the world. What is your take on that?
Well, I think we're approaching a time that has been prophesied in the Bible and some other more recent prophecies as the end of this age. And a very it's a very tricky time in the human development, because we're at a point where we have the technology to destroy ourselves, where the nations are fighting, well, the major nations for sure, to the point that if these nuclear weapons and other more exotic weapons are used, it could destroy the complete ecosystem of the planet and thus all life on the planet, including humans and other animals and fish. Now, even if we don't have a war, we're at a crisis period with the climate change that's happening from the sun, not a man-made thing. This is a periodic thing with the sun where it emits a certain amount of extra energy. We're approaching its the peak of the current solar sunspot cycle, 2012-2013, in that region. And we're seeing the atmosphere of the Earth change. It's shrunk a bit in the outer levels, almost disappearing the outermost level of the atmosphere. And we have the agricultural changes, which are a result of that, and mankind's own genetic engineering and stupidity in the way he crops things in the world. We have diseases spreading as a result of the of a number of things, and the solar change as well, but also because of human involvement in the ecosystem, kind of blindly and stupidly. So we're at a point, whether by war or by our own hand or by the sun and progress of things around us in nature, that we are totally at risk of the whole human race dying.
And not to mention that we're doing our best in the Gulf right now to try and eliminate ourselves, too.
Yes, certainly we've had oil spills before, and we've seen the results of that last 10 to 20, even 30 years in some cases, like in Mexico. But this one is potentially a lot worse due to probably some things beyond mankind's control, no matter how it started at the well. The fractured formations down underneath the sea floor where the pipe or the hole the well was dug, those formations have now been compromised in several places, so that because of leaks in the pipe when it burst. So what we're looking at now is possibly a continuing leakage into these layers around the well hole, going outwards 25, 30, 40 miles and finding a new outlet through the sediments and stuff and bursting up into the ocean. The relief well that they're digging may be hit, may be aimed to hit at a depth far enough down that it seals off all those leaks in the pipe above into those sedimentary formations. If it does, that will stop it. But the damage of the oil already released and the things they put in to break up the oil spill will go on for a decade at least.
Let me ask you this about the situation, because whether you believe in new oil or old oil or whatever, is how can you continue to make a vacuum of the earth by removing, or the vacuum of the seabed, by removing oil generation after generation without thinking that it's going to have a collapse in the structure? Is it, I mean, is that what is happening that we're seeing?
It could well be. A number of other things like sinkholes have been occurring all over the planet, and these have been probably related more to water erosion than to oil being pumped out. But as you correctly pointed out, when you allow the pressure domes that contain the oil in the Gulf and other fields, but these are particularly deep and under high pressure, when you allow that to squirt the oil out, it's like taking the foundation out from underneath the seabed, and it does leave, in essence, a pressure cave, a low-pressure cave. And so fracturing of it is quite possible.
And unfortunately kind of probable, I think. We're going to be right back with Stan Deo. It's 29 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio? GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is an urgent message. Do not be deceived by counterfeit signs that are staged in an attempt to change the said times. You know it is the time of punishment when they proclaim themselves to be God and His Christ through their blood and DNA. They are traitors and enemies of God and comprise 6.66% of the real population numbers of the U.S., 14.3 million. Assemble against them, for the Lord's purpose is to destroy them. Some will cooperate, others will be in defiance, for it is written, some will die by the sword, those remaining will go into captivity, exile, plunder their wealth, immediately cease their endless wars, oust them from their lofty purchase, self-appointed positions, the generals and low-ranking traitors, and all among us who plot to destroy this nation. Come out from them. Do not obey their unlawful orders. For further instructions, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us today. It is 33 minutes after the hour. Just want to give you the TalkStream Live update. That is the directory of Internet radio. Everything that is airing on the radio right now is being put through TalkStream Live, or everything that is people are listening to at TalkStream Live. And they rank them according to the top radio shows in the nation. Just to give you an update of the top whatever it is, I don't know how many there are listed on there today. The Power Hour is now number 5. So that's really incredible, ladies and gentlemen. But you know what? Bubba the Love Sponge is number 3. Imus is number 4. So we got to get above Bubba the Love Sponge. It's possible to get back to number 3 today. Streaming right now, number 1 is Laura Ingram. Number 2 is Glenn Beck. Number 3, Bubba the Love Sponge. Number 4, Imus. And number 5, the Power Hour. So go to TalkStreamLive.com, click on there for your connection, and that'll bring our stats up as one of the most listened programs in the morning. And I do thank you all very much for doing that. It is 34 minutes after the hour, and the book is available at the Power Hour, The Cosmic Conspiracy. There's so much, there's no way to tell you what is in here. But let me just give you an idea on some of the chapters. Let's see here. Radiant Genius Tesla, Effecting Weather Warfare, Mysticism and Numerology, Centuries of Darkness, Orders of Illuminism, Seal of Deception, Model for Peace, Circles of Illuminati. There's more than we could ever even touch upon. But the book is available at the Power Hour. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. Sandeo, above top secret, was his security clearance in the military. He went to the Air Force Academy for a period of time, served in the Air Force, and has done a lot of things that you and I will never even know about. Stan, we were talking at the break, though, about what's happening in the Gulf and the hell hole down there, or the hole from hell, which I think it's more than just an oil spill, obviously, after 2 million gallons. And the question right now is it methane gas that's leaking? Is it oil that's leaking? Nobody really knows, but I think they do know. Do you think that there is a lot more known about this event that's taking place than BP is telling us and the government is telling us?
Oh, sure. I can't reveal the name of one of our sources, our friend that we've known him for a long time, who has been actually working in the trying to clean up the damage from the oil spill. And they are not telling a lot about the extra leaks or plumes that came 25 to 30 miles away from the well hole up through the sea floor. The chemicals they're using, of course, are making the oil fall to the bottom. The temperature in the Gulf is rising, especially down, relative temperatures down at the bottom of the ocean floor there. There are a lot of methane gas, like compounds down there, like hydrates, where you have we have the methane and water combined, and they have such a low temperature that they form kind of like an ice. Now, when it warms up past a certain point, all the methane hydrate there and anywhere else on the seafloor that's warming up runs the risk of melting and releasing the methane gas straight up into the atmosphere. Now, if this happens in large amount and you do have a spark to set it off, you'll have flash fires that occur and then disappear. But while they're there, they can hit to things that are flammable even close to the shore and cause forest fires or grass fires wherever they ignite. We've been warning about this for a number of years. A friend of mine, Steve Quayle, and I have talked about it in his radio show in the past in great depth about when earthquakes occur, especially down the southwest Pacific, they have released the hydrates and the sea has been on fire offshore from just an earthquake, releasing the methane gas that's been stored there for thousands of years because it had been trapped as a hydrate. So I am concerned from that respect for the Gulf area, just a number of threats. Another one is already they've measured the loop current in the Gulf, the one that circles around on the Florida side of the Gulf and feeds into the Gulf Stream. That loop current is being interrupted by the stuff they've been putting in the water to sink the oil. There are just a lot of problems there, and if we have like a major earthquake in the area, the problem with that dome could be even bigger than you want to think about. I know that it's going to continue to hit the food industry, the seafood industry, and all the attendant other businesses, and workers in that area. It's going to hit them economically for a decade at least. And people elsewhere in the States and perhaps overseas that normally bought seafood from these places may stand back for a while until they're sure the stuff is good to eat.
Let me ask you, worst case, though, if they have capped it right now at 200 million gallons, what do you think, or let's say best case, right now, what do you think will happen as a result of this devastation?
Well, first of all, I think the major impact will be an economic one, certainly on the United States, not as bad. BP will be hit by it, and has already made moves to secure its assets and other corporations to hide from lawsuits that will eventually surface over this. But I think, first of all, if it does alter the Gulf Stream up the east coast of the United States, that this could cause other ancillary damage to the agricultural products up that way, and also in the breeding of storms. Like right now, we're looking at a hurricane season that is ahead of time. Long-term average, we have 10 tropical storms and about 6 of them develop hurricanes. Well, this season usually runs, from June to November. And hurricanes typically form over water that is like 80 degrees Fahrenheit or warmer. And the Atlantic isn't normally warm enough to do that. But if the Gulf Stream doesn't work right, this is going to change where the hurricanes come from and how many do so. And there are already articles appearing. In fact, Holly's got one going up on the website today about the ominous signs for this hurricane season. So with the mess up in the Gulf and the changes to the loop current, I think we can expect something like, a landicane, like a hurricane that goes right over land and doesn't stop for a long time. We've had hurricanes make landfall, but they break up pretty quick. But
and you're saying because of the increase in the temperature at the bottom of the ocean?
Well,
that would have an effect on this?
Yes, and at the surface. But certainly the sea surface temperature is a major driving fact. We are also, NOAA is predicting a very hot next year for us because we're entering into a La Nina situation in the Pacific. And typically, this does increase temperatures, but this time it's showing significant temperature increases across the land of the United States. So the hurricane may be able to derive upward thrust energy from the heat differentials in the land itself. This is why, we've coined the term landicane, because like where Holly and I live right here, we've seen some increases this year in weird weather and wind patterns here in Pueblo West out by the lake here in Colorado. I was standing on the back deck the other day, and in the middle of the day, and it was hot. It wasn't, overly hot, about 100 degrees or so, but all of a sudden, our entire, 1.5 acres out the back, just the dust in the dirt started to rise up and then swirl, and it was like a miniature tornado, but it was a dirt devil, I think is what they call it out here. But it was huge. I mean, it was like 200 or 300 feet in diameter, whoosh, like this, and it lifted up the whole backyard at once, like someone had set off charges, underneath. It just blew it up.
Wow.
And then it danced over the house and went down the street, just ripping up, dirt and stuff from work projects. And it was a huge thing. And we were impressed,
Yeah, I guess so.
Got our attention.
Now, landicane, we've never heard that term. I've never heard that term before, landicane.
No, that's a Stanley original. It doesn't cost anything, though.
Oh, standeo.com original, okay.
Yes, yes. Oh, in fact, listen, I know you were mentioning some of the chapters in the book or what they were about. That is on our website. We do have at standeo.com a link you can click on the book and read about the chapters if you can't remember it. But these things in there, there's one section on weather and solar developments like we're talking now. And I wrote that in the book in 1978. This is a long time ago.
Whoa.
And I could see that then by studying sunspot activity and solar problems that we were headed eventually here for some serious times. And I guess we can talk about that a little bit later about why.
Let me ask you, who's interested in this book? If you were to give me the average, if there is a way to do that, the reader that would be most interested in this book, who would it be?
Well, that's interesting. We have probably sold over 250,000 copies of it in English, French, and German in 22 countries or so. But the Prince of Wales has one in his library. Ronald Reagan had one in his library. So from presidents and kings and princes right down to the people that go to church, a lot of those folks are buying and using the book as a teaching method, are interested in the book. And I would say in Australia, I had the equivalent of a 3 times over bestseller when I first released the book in 78 through 82. And the major interest came from, the evangelical Christian churches. I gave over 100 lectures to churches in 1 year. Every weekend I was out giving lectures somewhere in the country. And every weekend. And the support I got there spread, and they started making like audio tapes. And one church said they traced one of the audio tape series that they'd done of a lecture I'd given through 20 hands that had been handed down to 20 other families, one after the other, for just one tape that they tracked, and they'd done 20,000 of them. And so the interest was huge. I was even invited to speak with security guards and everything provided for me by the governor of the state of Queensland. He's called the premier, but that's the governor. And he invited me in for a private conference with him as a result of this. So, people of all walks of life are interested in this, extremely interested. And it has taken me places and meeting with people that, I never thought I'd meet, and even people into witchcraft had me come and speak at a coven one time, and that was an interesting evening.
Mm.
But there are people everywhere that read the book, and I designed the cover and had an artist paint it in 77 before it was released, obviously. But and that cover I designed to appeal to those who perhaps were not of a Christian faith, but were interested in secret or occult things and the pyramids and UFOs. And you can see by the front cover, I've worked a lot of things into that cover.
Oh, absolutely. The seeing eye with the rose in the cap that is not on the pyramid. That is really
right.
Eerie.
Did you read in the book where, I think it's in the back portion or about the front cover toward the last of the book, I wrote an explanation of the symbolism in the cover, what it meant and why I did it. But if you haven't, you can have a look at that at the back of the book. But it was designed for that book to go where Christian churches did not normally go, to go into bookshops and places where they wouldn't dare have a book that spoke about the Bible or anything from that that ilk. So it was kind of like a fishing hook to go out there and fish for folks that were really seeking the truth about existence and where we're going, where we've been, but we're sadly being misinformed by a lot of New Age occult type stuff.
And you, I just want to add that you learned Hebrew because you wanted to study and you wanted to know the derivation of words, so you actually studied Hebrew. What role does that play in the book, in knowing Hebrew? Did that change anything in this book?
Oh, yes, especially in the 2010 edition that I've added at the end of the book. After I wrote The Cosmic Conspiracy, I started studying the Hebrew, and I'm certainly not proficient, but I'm slow and methodical in my translation, and so for that, in that respect, I can't hold a conversation in Hebrew, but I can certainly translate it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote another book after this in 1989 called The Vindicator Scrolls. And this is where I used what I've been studying from the Hebrew and retranslating things and located the Garden of Eden and located Atlantis. And these are all things that I could do with the Hebrew and some Greek. And once I found that value, then I realized that there was a lot more in that book that we could find by translating it in great detail into English. And I'm not blaming the King James translators or any of the other modern translators of the Bible for leaving out things, but I do think that some of the other translations other than the King James Bible have an agenda that they push. And so that's another reason I studied the Hebrew, was to get back to the oldest reliable form of the Bible, even for the New Testament, to get to the versions that were not significantly influenced by points of view or people with an agenda.
Well, let me ask you, when you want to go and read Scripture, if you're on the Sabbath and you want to read Scripture, do you read the King James?
Yes. And when I want to challenge something in a paragraph for it being written before certain technologies were known about, like they may have translated it one way in English, where today we would translate it more accurately into something that was a flying machine, say, then I'll go to the Hebrew and or to the Greek, which I'm not as good at, and I'll look at what that says. But for convenient reading, I do use the King James Bible.
Okay.
The other versions, I'm just afraid that they're, you know, the inaccuracies and the agenda drum beating make it not quite as accurate. The message is still there about the salvation and things like that. But for me, I want to know more about the ancient prophecies and the ancient history that have led us to where we are in human race today and to this point in time, which is extraordinary.
Yeah, and that's something we haven't mentioned, is how prophecy plays into what we're talking about. But you mentioned in the break to me that you don't know what you would do if you didn't understand that there was a power, if there was a creator, if there was Yahweh God that was there, that, you know, you wouldn't be able to probably deal with all that's going on in this world. Now, we talked in the first hour in the news, a lot of the chaos that's taking place in this country today. You see, though, that there is an end to this. You see there is a reason, a purpose for all of this.
I do, and certainly I've explained that in The Cosmic Conspiracy in the third section of the book, where I explain from the Bible, but in English, the overview of what has caused this terrible condition of mankind on Earth in the last, say, 6,000 years. And I don't hold to the fact that the Earth is only 6,000 years old because of something in the Hebrew which indicates a prior existence before the Genesis account. But the Genesis account starts with an Adam and Eve story we're all familiar with, but it is telling about how a virtual courtroom was set up here on Earth to settle a conflict in the heavens, perhaps in the parallel universe right around us. That's the best way I can explain it from the Hebrew, but where there was a challenge to authority there, and it's being settled here. And we're coming to the end of the courtroom drama right now.
Okay, we're going to be back after this three-minute break with Stan Deo, and I want to thank you all. We are number three now on TalkStream Live, number three. Thank you to those of you who left comments there at TalkStreamLive.com. Great show, Joyce. Stan Deo is a terrific guest. Two thumbs up. We'll be right back after this three-minute break. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for putting us at number 3 on TalkStreamLive.com. It's all over the world. We're being heard right now. We are the number 1 ranked program outside of a major network syndication. Think about that. That's huge, ladies and gentlemen. That is huge. People are hearing Stan Deo right now, some of them for the first time. StanDeo.com is the website. And the book, the awesome, unbelievable book. I mean, if you want to give a gift, give this book to someone. They may not want to spend $29 for something on themselves. Well, give it to them. It is The Cosmic Conspiracy, available at the Power Hour by calling 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. 1-800-928-2829 or go to thepowermall.com. Also, the Norpro Hand Crank Grain Mill, $49.95 plus $12 shipping and handling, that is available at the Power Hour also. Stainless steel hand crank grain mill for doing all of your items that you want to do to get prepared for whatever might happen. We're talking to Stan Dale, and we'll start taking your phone calls in the next hour. Stan, the book, Cosmic Conspiracy, why did you originally write this book? What was your goal in mind?
It was health insurance.
Health insurance.
Yeah, because I had made so many people angry about wanting to get out of the organization, that teleorganization, and to share some of the objectives of the group and the technology that, you know, and I had both FBI and CIA and other groups looking for me in Australia when I ran to ground and changed my name. I realized that at a certain point in time, they were probably going to step on me real hard to keep me quiet. So when I realized the importance of the information I had from a biblical perspective, I wrote the book to say, look, to the guys that I was running from, I'm going to say this much and hold the rest, but if you lean on me, the rest will come out. Basically, that's what it was written to do. But it became much more in the process, and certainly afterwards in the public lectures and TV shows and stuff, I got to say a lot more and get away with it, and to the point that my U.S. citizenship and passport to Australia were taken away. I still have the letters to prove it, but they took my citizenship away, and I became an Australian citizen.
All right.
I
want to get you to give a hint to the listeners then. What was it you said in this book, or what is it that you have said that they didn't want you to say?
Well, one of the main things was the New World Order that this private consortium was driving human events toward, withholding technology that we needed now, but withholding it with a view to making a peaceful one-world government, even though it was somewhat dictatorial in nature, extremely so. But that's what they didn't want me to interrupt, because it was a long-term plan to fool the people of the Earth into thinking we've been invaded by superhuman aliens and that kind of stuff. And this is before things got complicated with the alien numbers here, the real aliens. They figured this is a great idea, and by common fear through all the warring nations of the planet, we can force them into submission into a one-world government long enough to show them that it could work if they just overcome their different cultural and religious and political differences. So that's where they were headed, and they were afraid that I would screw this up. But when I came in the organization, he was already in trouble with their relations with the real, quote-unquote, alien beings here. They were having little turf wars with them over various issues. And in the late 70s, I was told that they had we had lost control of all the bases and things that were major research facilities for us. So until that happened, I had, you know, I was kind of exposed and at risk, but late 70s, of course, when I wrote the book to be insurance, and it worked. And by the grace of God, it worked, let me tell you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We're going to be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. We'll start taking your phone calls at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. How to survive, we could talk about that. Prophecy, we could talk about that. We'll be back with Stan Dale after this 1 minute, 10 second break.